Okay, we are on Dezvavim and Aleph. And we are over the bump. That's how I look at it when I prepare. Over the bump. So the Gemara answered that Rav is not like our Mishnah. Rav was willing to count one day as two with whatever pshat you learned. He was willing to count day 70 as day 70 for the father and one for the child, going to the second pshat. According to the first shot, he was even too willing to count day 70 as 70 and 71. Whatever way you learned, that's not the point. The point is that you can split the day, count it towards one thing and towards the other thing. That's what Rav said. Our Mishnah said not. Because our Mishnah said that if you're day 71, it doesn't coincide at the end. That means you don't gain a day. You don't use a day. It's either the father's or the son's. It can be both.
If you do both, you count
the
first day to 70 for the person, so he's done at
99. No, he's not. Only for his son he's done at
99. And he brings it on
100. Yeah, but he can't because he can't bring his to 101.
Right.
That's the problem. Therefore, that was the first shot, that Rob counts 70 as day 70 and 71, because since you're splitting it, that was the first shot. And therefore, because Midrashi, you can bring it on day 100. Because Midrashi, Kikulai. It's only a rabbinic requirement. So for the rabbinic requirement, they let you split the day into two. That was the Chiddush. But whatever way you learn Rav, the Mishnah is not like Rav. Frank the Gemara, we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines to the bottom. Frank the Gemara, we Rav, come on, I'm Melush Maitse. So where did Rav get this business that you can split a day and use it for two separate things? And just to go through this without having to go five times over, let's take the second shot. The Rav allowed you to count day 70 as day 70 for you and day 1 for your child. That means it's counting for two purposes. It's counting for you and for your child. Where do we find this, that a day can be counted for you and for your child as day 1? Where do we find that you can split a day like that, that the first half should be yours and the second half should be your child's? So the Gemara, Ilei Mekabishol, we find a similar thing said by Abishol, the Tanya. Now we leave Masechtas Nazir for a little bit to get Abishol's halacha. Hakayver Esmeiser, this is a Mishnah might cutten. Hakayver Esmeiser Shlesh Yomim Kaidim L'Regel. Someone who buries his relative 3 days before Yom Tov, but L'Mimenu Gzeri Sheva. We don't put it paskin like this Mishnah. This Mishnah holds that Yom Tov is only Mevatel Sheva if there was a minimum of 3 days of Avelis prior to that. If there weren't a minimum of 3 days, then Yom Tov just puts it on hold, and one has to continue Shiva after Yom Tov. We don't paskin that way. We paskin that even a minute of Shiva before Yom Tov, Shiva cancels, Yom Tov cancels the Shiva. But we're not going in Halacha now. We're learning the Mishnah. The Mishnah says 3 days is the minimum of Shiva that has to be set before Yom Tov for an order for Yom Tov to cancel Shiva. We don't paskin that way, but that's the Mishnah. Shmoyne Yomim Kaidim L'Rego, what if he finished the Shiva? He's on day 8. But L'Mimenu Gzeri Shleishim. Then, at that point, Yom Tov can come and Mimavato Shleishim. Right? That's what the Mishnah says. So going to the Mishnah, let's go to the second part of the Mishnah. The guy, Rachman al-Litzvan, lost a relative, and he had complete Shiva before Yom Tov, and now he's on day 8, which is the first day after day 7, and then it's Yom Tov. Yom Tov knocks out the Shleishim. And then this time, this is the Tanakama, and then the Tanakama adds another point. Umutu l'saper erev erego, he can take a haircut at erev Yom Tov, the covered Yom Tov. However, v'moisi per erev erego, also l'saper erev erego. Yom Tov will not cancel the Shleishim only if he takes a haircut Megabe Yom Tov. So he showed he's interested in Kavod Yom Tov. So then Yom Tov allows him to take that haircut. If he didn't take a haircut Megabe Yom Tov, so Shleishim continues through Yom Tov and after Yom Tov. That's what this Mishnah says. Then he can't take a haircut till after 30 days. In those days, the Isra of 30 days was mainly haircuts. Again, we're not getting into Halacha L'Maaseh Hilchos Avelus now. That's not our point. The Mishnah is saying that when can he take a haircut if he's doing it with Kavod Yom Tov? They waived Shleishim for him. Shleishim is rabbinic. They waived it for him, the Kavod Yom Tov. But if he didn't take advantage of it, so Shleishim continues till after 30 days straight through.
It's, yeah. not a given that it's
That's what the Tanakhama said. Again, we're in middle but not paskin halacha. Abishalaymer, he argues on 2 points. Abishalaymer, afilu loy siper kaidem eregel, mutil usapa alka eregel. He says, nope, yom tov cancel shleishim regardless. Whether you took advantage of it and took a haircut, you didn't take advantage of it and take a haircut, shleishim is canceled by yom tov regardless. Period. Argues under Tanakama. And then he throws in a second argument that you have to notice as you read it. Just like the Tanakhama said that after 3 days, Yom Tov cancels Shiva, Kach mitzvah Shiva, mevatelus gzeres shloshim. The seventh day, if Yom Tov arrived on the seventh day, not on the eighth day, it's mevatel shloshim. Because the seventh day, Mitzvah Sayyim Kekuloi is on the first half, and then on the second half, it's already in Shleishim. And therefore, Yom Tov can cancel the Shleishim. That means day 7 counts as day 7 and day 8. Because it's day 7 in the morning of Shiva, but then it segues into day 1st, what, day 8, which is the first day of only Shleishim. Now he's in the middle of Shleishim, even though this is the seventh day. He's really not past Shiva. But since Mikdash Hayom Kekulai, so that Mikdash Hayom Kekulai ended Shiva in the morning, and therefore since it ended Shiva in the morning, he's now in Shleishim. And if Yom Tov comes on day 7, it cancels Shleishim. That's what Abishol says. So here is Abishol taking day 7 and splitting it. It's day 7 and it's day 8. It's day 7 and 8 at the same time. The morning is day 7, and then afterwards it's day 8. And therefore, Yom Tov cancels it. Now, let's stop for a second. That means he's willing to look at one day like 2. That sounds like Rav, who was willing to consider day 70 like 2 days because that makes it a Yom Kekulai. The Tanakhama did not agree to that. Tanakhama argued on 2 points. Number one, he said, Shleishim is not canceled without taking advantage of becoming Yom Tov. The second argument was, the Tanakhama says, if it's on day 8, Yom Tov cancels Shleishim. But on day 7, it would not, because the one is still in the middle of Shiva. So here we have Abishol. Rav seems to be saying the same idea as Abishol. You can use Mikdash Hayayim of day 70 for his Naziris, and then segue to his son's Naziris on the second half of the day. And according to one chat in the Rush, even use day 70 as day 71 for him, because of Mikdash Hayayim Kekula. Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
Let's see, what this is Yom, what can he... goes from Shiva to Shloshim the day. Is there anything he's allowed to do?
Yeah, he gets up in the chair. He doesn't have to have Kriya. All the things that he does on Shiva are over an hour into the seventh day. Rachman al-Azama wants his Shiva to get up the seventh morning because it makes us a Yom Kekulai. No, not yet. Because it makes us a Yom Kekulai. They get up the morning of the seventh day. Now, the Achronim are Masber, that the Machlokes of the Tanakhama and Abishol is what is Pshat Mikdash Hayom Kekulai. Is Mikdash Hayom Kekulai mean that half the day is like the whole day? Or is Mikdash Hayom Kekulai say half is enough? If half a day is like a whole day, it can be bad, but you can't use the second half for something else. All we're saying is using part is like you use the whole. But the whole is still there. You can't change the whole to something else. It just allows you to say that part is like the whole. Abishol is saying, no. Mikdash Hayom Kekulai means part is enough. And you've finished, and you don't need the rest of the day. Therefore, you can use it for Shleishim. So machlokes is in how you understand Mikdash Hayom Kekulai. Is Mikdash Hayom Kekulai say, partial is considered by call? It's not by chat that you can stop the middle and say you can start something else. Partial is like all, but all is still part. The same thing. And Abishol says, no. Partial is enough. You did enough. It's over. And then for the rest of the day, it can be used for something else. Yes, what was your question?
Is Shloshim a din of 7 plus 23?
Yes.
So here he's only getting 22?
100%. Because you can use the day for 2 things. That's what Abishol is saying. Exactly. Abishol was saying that Shleishim is 29. Exactly.
Don't call it Shleishim then.
It is shleishim. It is 30 days because you split one day.
It's swallowed one day.
He didn't swallow. It's two parts. The same thing Rav said by the 100 day Nazirah.
For two holes.
Exactly.
Now, the Mishnah Kikulo, I thought that's a machlokas,
no?
Sometimes it is.
No, I don't remember. Yeah, Barpada did not hold them into the Kikulo. You're right. My Masna did. Barpada said no.
And why does the Gemara say, Rav argues with the Mishnah, right?
It did say that.
I know. What I'm saying is, Rav, who's Rav going like?
Fact to Gemara. For Rav, come on, I'm a Lishmaitza. Gemara asked that question. Thank you very much. Who's Rav going like?
Yeah, what's the answer?
If you're going to say like Abishol, and then we bring Abishol to find the Tana that he's going like. But we're going to answer that it's no proof. We're in mid-story. Zog to Gemara, it's no Raya. Because do Ma'atkan l'kam, I'm sorry. Right. My time at Abishol, La'abishin d'ksavish shvi'ayin l'kan l'kan. The seventh can be split into two. Zog to Gemara, no Raya. Because do Ma'atkan l'kam Abishol, Ba'bed l'sayin drabonon. He said it by rabbinic avelus. Right? Shiva is a drabanan. Shleishim is a drabanan. The first day might be a deraisa. But everything post that is all rabbinic law. So by rabbinic law, he allowed you to take one day and split it into two. Avol, b'nazir deraisa, life. But by nazir deraisa, who said he would do that? You can't prove Rav from Abishol.
Would that apply by
the right again, not to split a day into two. There's two parts to Mikdash Hayayim. One is that on day 30, he can bring his Kabbalah to the right because Mikdash Hayayim Kekuloi, so it's like he finished day 30. But who said you can take a day and split it into two?
That parcel is like all.
I can't hear what you just
said.
That's
like the partial is like all opinion.
Correct. No, it's the partial is enough opinion.
Right.
Zogdarash. Virav, I don't know where you fellas have it. I have it three lines in the bottom of Mem Tezvava Medalo, but I don't know where Art School finds the Rush. Virav, come on.
Yeah, Tesvavanal.
Where?
Three lines of bottom.
Three lines of bottom. Virav Kaman Amalishmaitza. Islay the Yayim Eloch Alab Oilulabez Yamim. He said one day counts like 2 days. Aliba Daman. Ilay Makabasho. Nan Akaivris Mesa Gimu Yam Kaidum Ruregel. Levato Emenuk Zeri Shiva. Namib Mayat Katan. Zion Labchi. 7 days is for. I'm sorry. You're right. My mistake. I retract.
Is there a
delete. No, it's my mistake. I read it wrong. Gimel l'bchi, 3 for crying. Zayin l'hesped, 7 for eulogies. Melamed l'giyot, and 30 days for pressing clothing. V'kibin shemana gimel yamim hachamurim, kaita meregom. So the Rush is trying to bring that in to show why 3 days makes a difference. Why does the Mishnah say that Shiva is bato after 3 days? What's the difference between 2 and 3? Why after 2 is it not bato? So Dr. Rush, that the 3 days are stricter because they're the b'chi, kaita merego, batlei menuk zeris zayin. That's why it can cancel Shiva. Ches yamim, batlei menuk zeris lamed. The kibun the nog yoyim echa din lamed. Yayim, Kaidim Arego. He had one day of Shleishim, day 8. This batlu, so Yom Tov cancels it. Mutal the Sapra Arab Arego may covet Amayad. He can take the haircut because of covet of Yom Tov. The Mleistipra Arab Arego, Shleikosh the covet Amayad. He wasn't concerned about honor of Yom Tov. Usal the Sapra Arego, and Mleish the Yom Tov. Then he has to wait the full Shleishim.
He takes the haircut, he takes another one.
Pashtus, if he took a haircut for Yom Tov, it's bottle, period. I think. I'm not learning by cut now. I might be all wrong. I'm just saying. I don't know. My time at Abishol. The Mishnah, remember, it says, give him a
bat. Does that mean that doesn't have any. You say at a time. You say what's his intent? I mean, something he didn't have time to do it. I mean,
This is halacha. You talk to his therapist if he had time. He didn't have time.
Yes.
This is halacha. It's what it's saying. He's like chash lekaven amaya. There's no such thing as no time. You have time to do it. Other things, you make time for kavod amayin. That's all. I'm not getting involved. It's the side sugya.
Really?
We're not going to get involved now in kavod amayin. And halacha is brought to take a haircut for Yom Tov. Before Rosh Hashanah is brought, before Pesach is brought, before Shavuos is brought, you take a haircut for kavod Yom Tov. It's part of kavod Yom Tov. Not allowed to take a haircut for kavod amayin.
Well, you just went with a neither, not neither.
Correct. It's a big child again. I'm not learning white cotton. This is all sugars of white cotton. We can't cover white cotton sitting here on our regular achas. My time at Abishol. The Mishnah of Mitzvahs Gimel Bevetelim Zeri Zion from the Nog Mitzvahs Gimel. He did a whole Gimel. And the Mitzvahs Zion of Bevetelim Zeri Slamet. Our Katulay Nog didn't Lamet. He never had the day of Shleishim. 7th day is the day of Shiva. He never went into Shleishim. So why does Abishol let day 7 get canceled? Look. The Zakta Gemara. Mishum Tzaber Zayin Oyla Lekan Lekan. Tchilasai Oyla Leminyan Zayin. The beginning goes for Shiva. The Saif Oyla Leminyan Lamed. Hare Nog Din Lamed. Will you show me Daikinan? Here is your question, Rabbi Kleiman. Kiva the Zayin Oyla Lekan Lekan. Lo Yimna Lechav Tes. That means 29. It's over. Kedam Rahacha. We're comparing it to the sun on day 70. The Megaleach B'Yom Kof. Just like now, we're letting you count to 70 and 71, and letting you take a haircut on day 100. So, Shleishim should never be Shleishim. Shleishim should only be 29. So I answered you wrong. Reloi Mishani Midi the Yishami has no answer. So the Rosh Velinera, the Loi Kasha. I think there's no question. The Lamed Yom Legiu to Litzatvirus, 30 days for pressing clothing for haircuts, Asmachu Akra, is based on a pasuk. It's not a deraisa. It's a drabbanon that they based on a pasuk by it cutting. Yalav Para Para Minazir, says by an Avul that he should have Para, and it says by Nazir Para, which is 30 days. So Mamela Para has 30 days by Avelus also. The Amrit Jaim Zayin Oil Lebez Yamim Lemishkaras Lalamit Laila. Since Rabbanim based it on a pasuk that said 30, we don't let you get away with 29. We make the person keep actual 30. So the halacha lemay says you're right, Baruch Meisha. Shleishim is Shleishim, not 29. And really, it should be 29 because it makes us hayayim. But the Rabbanim based the takan on the word para, which means 30. So one has to wait to day 30. But over here, that Yom Tov is being mevato, it's still within Shleishim and it can be mevato. It is Eilu Kana Lekan, but it's got to go to day 30 anyway. Meaning, really, it's 31. It has to go to day 30. I lost you. On Yom Tov, it's Bato. You can use day 8 as part of, one can use day 8 as part of Shleishim to be Mevat, Yom Tov is Mevat. But if there's no Yom Tov, and he does the whole Shleishim, one does the whole Shleishim, then one has to go to day 31, because if you count 7 as 2 days, he's really on day 31. Because we need a hair growth of 30 days. So day 30, which is the really 31 if you do Mikta Sayyai.
That's how we look at 31, because...
It's not 31, we call it Shleishim.
Right, okay.
Mr.
Yom Kippur, we'll initiate that day, 30.
I'm 30, correct. 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 Light to the rush. Abu Benazir is the rise of light. It's interesting, I just want to point out, Yushalmi doesn't have an answer. Now, Yitzchak Margaret would say, if there's no answer to Yushalmi, that means Yushalmi thought of whatever I'm going to say and rejected it. These are Amaroim. The rush wasn't faced. He said, the Linira.
Yeah, I thought that also.
Here the Yishami didn't have an answer. But the rest says, I think I have an answer. And again, just a limud, that it's okay to answer a kasha that nobody else answers. Again, as Achranim always points out, when you answer Rebbe Kivager's kasha, which you're about to do, recognize that Rebbe Kivager probably knew it and rejected it. But that doesn't stop you from saying your answer. I'm not, but I'm saying us to Rebbe Kivager is a similar kind of, it's not the same. No, Rebbe Kivager is not your Shalom. And we're not the Kaddish. He's saying, the Gemara says that's Mafta. Let me try to explain, I think I know what's bothering you. A smachta is not a drasha. A smachta means Rabbanim made it up because they saw a hint. But it doesn't have biblical thing. It's rabbinic. It's totally rabbinic.
So he's using an smachta that's already there.
He's saying, since it's an smachta, we want an extra day. Even though, really, if you thought about it, the question's a great question. 29 should be 29 and 30, because 7 was 7 and 8. But since the Torah did, we did base it, the Chazal based it on a hint called Perah, and Perah is 30 days, so we say, don't one shouldn't use Mikdash Hayom Kekulay for that. That's what he said. But it's not biblical. A Smachta is not biblical. There's a Ritva in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lufamai Malchias Rosh Hashanah. Say in front of me, Malchias, the Chayinus, the Shifres, Malchias, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Dr. Ritva, what's Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu? It's an Asmachta, it's rabbinic. What is Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu? The Gemara says, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. If it's a rabbinic, that means it's not in the Torah. Dr. Ritva, that every asmachta is, the Rabbeinu Shlomo put it into the Torah to hint to the Rabbanon to come along and make up a new halacha. It's not biblical, not b'deraisa, but it was a hint to the Rabbanon, come along, notice this, and add a halacha. That's what Ritva says. So it's not a drasha, it's an asmachta. But an asmachta is not like, I have a shtick with Torah to say, and I open a chumash to look for a pasuk that I can hang it on. Which some people do in their drashas, which is fine. But that's not what an asmachta is. Asmachta is Rabbeinu Shlomo hinting to the Chachamim. This is not my obligation, but I'd like you fellas to come along and make an obligation. That's the Ritva, Nav Tazayin and Aleph. I think it's Tazayin. Tazvav or Tazayin or Rosh Hashanah.
An asmachta is stronger than a regular
Rabbeinu. But that's a big tumul. Is Ritva saying that happens by every Rabbanon?
That's what I'm asking.
I just said it's a big tumul. You have to read the Lashon HaRitva, how he works it over there. And I don't remember. But I remember it's a big controversy. Dr. Gemara Reiter. Dr. Rosh Reiter. Abu Benazir is the Raisa Loi. Rav got the precious law, the Rav Bolak and Nazir is the Raisa. Rav didn't uproot the Raisa because with the Raisa makes the Zayem Kekuloi on day 100. Ella, the Ukma, the Raisa. He just said, don't do the rabbinic requirement of waiting to 101. So why is it called the Raisa? That's a rabbinic. Naziris is biblical. But Roy Lahakma Bayasim Babelus, Shayla Yikamanatira. The Rosh has a big question here. We say Naziris is a deraisa. The question Rav was dealing with was whether we should add to 101. Biblically, 100 is good enough. It was a Rabbanah Chumrah to wait to 101. And he said that Rabbanah Chumrah doesn't have to be kept because of Mitzvah Hayayim. So that's rabbinic. It's like Avelus. So what does the Gemara mean? Bip Naziris is a deraisa. Not that part. Not the waiting to 101. The derash is built on a deraisa. It's Naziris. Whereas Avelus is a total rabbinic thing. Zach the Gemara Baitre.
The Rabbono, Avelus is made Rabbono because they derive it also from the Nasmachta?
I don't remember my gotten. It's the Gemara, my gotten. It's the very Gemara. I don't remember.
Don't get from various psukim in the Torah how to avail us.
Again, not one is a, again, we're getting back involved. Asmachta is not a drasha.
That part I don't understand.
Okay, so there, that's, I can't argue with that. There's drashas and there's asmachtas. These are not biblical halachas. It's rabbinic halachas. Again, you're asking a basic question on the whole Gemara, the whole Shas. In Shas, we have hundreds of asmachtas. Hundreds. You're asking, Why isn't that smachta drasha? I can't answer that question. Except to say, because I knew what's a drasha and what's not a drasha. They know, I don't.
And the difference between, at the end of it all, what, not the minute between the smachta and the...
Does the guy get malchus? If it's a drasha, he gets killed on Shabbos. The drasha is biblical. With Malkus, Zechivta, and everything else that goes with it. So having the rights of the Chumrah, all those things. This is totally rabbinic. Zakhti Gemara Vajra. Elo Rav Damak Rabbi Yaisi. We found the Tana that Rav is like. And notice the difference. By Abishol, the Gemara never said it as a maskana. The Gemara said, if you're going to say like Abishol, it's not true. Here the Gemara says it as a fact. Rav holds the Rabbi Yaisi. The Tanya. Now let me explain this Gemara. It needs a little bit of an introduction of halachas. Right, please, no questions until I finish. Of halachas that we're not as familiar with. There's a halacha that says, again, a background. A woman that sees dam is a nida. In biblical times, up to a certain point during the time of the Mishnayos, or maybe even post-Mishnayos, a woman that saw dam was tummy for 7 days. Not 7 clean days. 7 days. At the end of 7 days, if she was clean, she went to the mikvah and she was totally tar. There was no need for clean days. At the end of the 7 days, she had to be clean. She could have gotten clean an hour before the end of the 7 days. She could go to the mikvah. She's Mutaris Labayla. She's not an Ida. That's the halacha. If then, and again, according to most Rishayim, I'm not getting involved in the Mashita Sarabam, a woman had 11 days. And the 11 days post her cycle of Nidas, which means from day 8 through day 18, that's 11, a woman cannot become an Ida. It's physically impossible. The Rebbeinu Shlalem said that for 11 days post period, meaning post the 7, a woman cannot become an Ida. If she has blood, that if she sees a discharge, that is not needless. What is it? If she doesn't see blood those 11 days, and she sees blood on day 19, it's a new cycle. Every cycle is an 18-day cycle. 7 of needless, and 11 that she can't become an Ida. And if she doesn't see dam those 11 days, which every healthy woman should not, should not see dam during the 11 days post the 7, then day 19, if she sees the blood, she becomes an Ida. And if she doesn't see blood on day 19, she's fine till she sees blood. If she sees blood on day 36, she starts her cycle on day 36. The days after the 7 days of Nidas, for 11 days she cannot become an Ida. Afterwards, she can become an Ida whenever she becomes an Ida. What? We'll find out in a second. It's called the Yud Aleph Yom Shebe Nida L'Nida. That's how Chazal referred to. The 11 days that are between one and the other. Now, it's not that on day 19 she automatically becomes an Ida. No. It means day 19 she could become an Ida if she sees that. Now, what happens if a woman saw, and I'll pick a day, day 10, 3 days after her Nida? She can't become an Ida. So what does she become? Zakta Taira, these are all based on Sukkim, drushes, that she's a Shemeris Yayim. She becomes Tamei, and 11 has to be a clean day. If she's clean on 11, she goes to the mikvah, and after the day 11, she's good to go. Day 10, seeing blood on day 10, no matter how much she sees, requires one clean day. Clean day. It's not a change of rule. It's a different time period. During the 11 days, she sees dam day 10 of the cycle. I just picked a day. After 7, 3 more days, and then she saw dam. Could be day 8, could be day 9, could be day 10, could be day 11. Right? If she sees dam, she has to keep one clean day. One clean day. Day 11. Day 10, Tishah B'Av. The day following day 10.
From morning till...
From Shkia to Shkia. From Tate to Tate. Day 11 in my book starts at night.
Okay, okay.
What is Yitzhak's blood, day 10 and day 11? So then she has to keep day 12 clean day. She has to keep one clean day for seeing one day, and she has to keep one clean day for seeing 2 days. Makes no difference. Except that she has to keep day 12 because she saw day 11. So if a woman sees Dam on day 10 and day 11, she has to keep 12 as a clean day, which means she's asked her husband, she touches Truma, becomes Tamei, she's 100% Tamei that day. If she doesn't see on day 12, she goes to the mikvah, she's good to go. Now, what if she sees day, day 10, 11, and 12? She becomes a Zava. And now she needs 7 clean days. And until she has 7 clean days, her cycle is interrupted. So let's say she saw 10, 11, and 12. So now she has to keep 7 clean days, which is 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. And she sees Dam on day 19, she's not an Ida. Even though usually day 19 makes an Ida, it can't make an Ida for her because her body is in Zava mode. And therefore, she can't become an Ida until after 7 clean days of Zava. Which means her cycle is totally now messed up. She has to start a new cycle the next period. But again, 7 days, she's totally clean. Again, any questions now before I move on? Fine. Comes along a woman. She saw day 10. She saw Dam day 10. On day 11, it's Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach. So she says to somebody, listen, I'll go to the mikvah now. If I don't see Dam till tonight, I'll join you for Karban Pesach. So they went, they counted her on Karban Pesach. Remember, she's tummy now. She has to keep a whole clean day. At 10 o'clock in the morning, she went to the mikvah. Which is okay if she doesn't see Dam.
That's why you look for her good.
It, as long as she doesn't see Dam the rest of day 11, she's fine. She can be tayvul beforehand.
Is her problem going on Yom Tov?
Not Yom Tov, it's Erev Pesach.
She can go at night after Shkia. Is her problem going after Shkia?
No, but she doesn't have to wait till after Shkia. Only Anita has to wait until night. Only Anita has to wait at night. I'm not getting involved now. We're not learning Masechtos. So again, she went to the mikvah on day 11 in the morning. She called her husband and said, put me on the Karban Pesach list. I think I'm good to go. They checked at the Karban Pesach. She was on the list. At 6 o'clock in the afternoon, she saw Dam on day 11. Was she yait the Karban Pesach? She can't eat it. She's tummy now. She did they shecht the Karban Pesach? If somebody has a Karban Pesach shecht on them,
the other people, were they?
No. But can I explain?
Okay.
10 people get together to bring a Karban Pesach, and they bring it at 2:30 p.m. They shecht the Karban Pesach. They do Zrikas Hadam, and a person Nebuch became a Tamei Mace at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. He won't be able to eat Karban Pesach that night. He doesn't have to bring the Pesach Sheni. He brought a Karban Pesach. Whether he eats it or not is a mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach, which he can't do. But he brought a Karban Pesach. He was part of a kosher Karban Pesach. He was not Tomei at the time that they brought the Karban Pesach. Here we go. This woman was on day 11. She went to the mikvah. She told her husband to put her on the list. She was part of the list. She became Tomei at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Was she yoyt the Karban Pesach? Pashtus, the answer is no. That means if she saw it 6 o'clock in the afternoon, that means she didn't have a clean day. If she didn't have a clean day, that means she never got rid of her tumah. Tumah's mace is a new thing. This is a continuation. This is day 2. Comes along Reb Yossi and says, she yoyt the Karban Pesach. She is Tamei.
She wasn't in spirit.
Let's try again. She started day 10. Was she Tamei on day 10? Yes. And what did she have to do to get to her? To be clean on day 11.
Right.
Was she clean on day 11?
Part of the day.
But not the rest of the day. Did she have a complete clean day? Again, did she have a complete,
no.
Now that she became Tamei 11 in the afternoon, can she say she had a complete day?
No.
Zokta, everybody would say she's not Yitzchak Pesach. She was never Tahar. And she has to bring Pesach Sheni.
Because this Rika didn't happen yet?
It happened at 2:30 in the afternoon. But she wasn't Tahar.
She was not Tahar during this Rika.
During, again, had she not seen blood at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, she would have been Tahar.
So because she saw it after the Zrika.
That's why we had a Shaila. She would have seen it before the Zrika, we wouldn't have put her on the list. Okay. So, Zachar B'Yaisi, she's Yaitzah Karben Pesach. Zach, let's read it inside. The Tanya Reb Yaisi Yaimer. Shemeres Yaim Keneged Yaim. Sheshachtu V'Zarku Allah B'Sheini Shalom. They shechted and did Zrika when she was on day 2, which means, in my case, day 11, the day 2 of her seeing. Right, she saw day 10, that's day 1. Right? Because if she sees 11, 12, and 13, she becomes a Zava. Right, this is day 1. And then she saw on day 2, after the Zrika, Bakach Rasa, Hazu Eina Echelas, she can't eat, but a Peturim Alas is Pesach Sheni. But she doesn't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. The question is why? She was Tamei. She never was Tar. She needs a complete day. She never had a complete day. My time at Rabbi Yaisi, from the Tzavar, Mikdash Hayam Kekulai. Must be he holds that Mikdash Hayam Kekulai. So in the morning of the 11th day, she had 2 hours that she was clean. She became Tahar. And now, when they shechted the carbon Pesach, she was a Tahar like a lady. And then when she saw in the afternoon, it doesn't affect what happened beforehand. Dr. Rashi. My time at I'm sorry. Harzuei nechelos the tmei. My time at Rabbi Yaisi. Dr. Rashi, the kibun derasa, she saw, the seiseres, it takes apart the count. V'gloi milza the tmei ha'isa b'shash shechita sa'pesach. That means retroactively, she was tmei. V'amai p'tur melazah s'pesach sheni. Lav, v'shum d'tzavar mixes hayayim k'kuloi, v'mikan l'haba mitmeya. That means, the first part makes her tar, and when she sees 6 o'clock, it's a new thing. It's a whole new thing. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they brought the carbon Pesach. This was a Tahira woman, a woman that's Tahira. 6 o'clock, she started a new tumma. Nothing to do with yesterday's tumma. One second, let's give the Rosh a chance. Mishas Riyaveilach Leisasha Lemefreya. The Choshev Yoin Beis. Kibbeiz Yamim, we split day 2 into 2 days. The first part of the day is the day she was Shemeres. She kept clean. It's like a new day. This is Rabbi Yaisi splitting a day into 2. This is what Rav did. And this is Daraisa. This is pure Daraisa. So this is the Tana that Rav holds like, clearly.
It's Daraisa because
because she's married to Shemkin Egan Jemis
in the right. Sorry, I meant the right because she's, Pesach helped her. Is that why?
No, it's in the right because we consider it Tar. If she's in our community, when she lived with her husband, which at this point it might be different. If she lived with her husband, would she be Iver Nisser? Chorus. If she married Jemis that didn't keep a clean day and lives with her husband, it's Chayv Chorus.
I'm saying in this case, forget about Pesach, if she lived with her husband now, it's fine, right?
But according to the Tanakhama, no.
According
to Tanakhama, if you lived with her husband and then saw 3 hours later, she was Chayim Karas.
No, I'm saying in this
according to Yossi, you're right. So it's not only the Gay of Pesach, but it is the Gay of Pesach too. Right? Here we're talking about Karban Pesach. During when?
During
at this point, according to B.I.C.? Why not? Now, there are problems with Rabbi Yaisi. He doesn't have problems. We have problems. How does she ever become a Zava? You have to three consecutive days. You never see 3 consecutive days. Each day is day 1. That's the Gemara's Kasha later on. The Gemara has that problem. So we can leave it for the Gemara. But that's what Rabbi Yaisi said. So this is where Rav got it from. Talk to Gemara, so let's read it inside. My time at Rabbi Yaisi, Shabbat Mitzvah Shem Kekuloi, and they take out the word Mimai Bedoma, which is the Ksaber Mikano Labo Matame. They take out the word Mai Bedoma, the Rush doesn't have it. And the reason is because of Mikano Labo Matame. From when she sees 6 o'clock, it's a new tumma. Why is she Mitami Mikano Labo not retroactive? Because it makes the Shem Gagulai. That means Rabbi Yaisi holds the tumma starts now. It doesn't go retroactive. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara didn't word it the way you wanted to. Write a letter to Ravina
Ravashi. I write it to Shanti. I don't need to.
So write it to Shanti. I don't care who you write it to. Frank the Gemara. That true? No, it's not. We have a problem with Rabbi Yaisi. We saw Tanya. Rabbi Yaisi, I'm Zav Bausteria. We move from ladies to men. A man sees a Ria of Zivus. Now Zivus and Shechvah Zera are similar but different. It's a different texture. Shechvah Zera has one texture and Zivus has a different texture. Now, halacha is a man who has a Ria of Zivus one day is Tamei that day. Only that day. He goes to the mikvah, starts that night. If he sees 2 days, it becomes a Zav. Becomes a Zav. That means if he had a Ria of Shechvah Zera on Sunday, and he had a Ria of Shechvah Zera on Monday, it becomes a Zav and needs 7 clean days. That's the halacha. Men and ladies are different. This is the halacha by men.
But it's a different
discharge. Yes. It's a totally different discharge. It's from a man, not from a woman. There's no dumb, right? But it's a different texture than regular Shechvah Zera. Rashi Chumash talks about it. The Gemara Nida talks about the difference in texture. Now, let's stop right here. The guy is a Zav. He saw on Sunday. Monday is Erev Pesach. If he doesn't see on Monday, he went to the mikvah on Sunday. Sunday night he becomes tar. The Zav one Ria becomes tar. But if he sees on Monday, then he becomes a Zav. So now here he is again, waiting to see what will happen on Monday. He calls up his friend and says, count me on your Karban Pesach. And then after the Karban Pesach, he sees the Ria. So now, he's a Zav. Zav Trib Yaisi. Zav Shabau Shtei Rias. Sheshachtu V'Zar Kualuf. Okay, so he gives a different case. Same idea. A Zav that sees 2 days in a row becomes a Zav and needs 7 clean days. He's on day 7. He's on day 7. Calls his friend and says, count me for Karban Pesach. Count me for Karban Pesach. Guy says, fine, I'll put you on the list. After the Karban Pesach, he sees another Ria, which destroys all 7 days. He's got to start the count all over again. How long does he need 7 clean days? He didn't have 7 clean days. Zachrim Yaisi, L'chein Shemeres Yayim Keneged Yayim, Sheshachtu B'Zar Kola, the case we had before, Vakach Ro, Avabi, even though anything they touched is tamei retroactive, that means a zav or a shemeris yayim that sits on a couch, that couch becomes an avatoma. That's called mishkav u'maishav, a seat or where they lay. A zav that lays on 10 mattresses, all 10 mattresses become an avatoma. A zav that sits on a chair, that chair is an avatoma. Not a Rishon L'Tumah, an Avatumah. So here is this lady, it's on her 2nd day, she's a Shemeres Yayim, she slept on her mattress in the afternoon after she went to the mikvah. Then she sees later that day, her mattress is an Avatumah. That means it is retroactive. P'tur Milasas Pesach Sheni. So how do you fix this in? If you say Mikta Zev Gegulai, then why does the mattress become Tameh? It's a new Tumah. If you don't say Mikdash Yom Kehulai, so why is he punter for making a Pesach Sheni? Make up your mind, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi just said two contradictory things. He said that this woman that sees on the second day, retroactively, when she sees at 6 p.m., everything she touched, the truma she touched, everything she did becomes Tameh. She was never tar. She didn't have a complete day. But yet, she doesn't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Well, she was Tameh, why doesn't she have to bring a Pesach Sheni? And if she wasn't Tameh, so why has everything become Tameh retroactive?
What about
the man here? The Bryce says two things. Zav Bashnei Rias or Shemeris Yad. The same day that they need clean.
He only needs two Rias.
Again, the halachas of what makes him Tameh and what does the Tameh is different. But that's not our point now. We're not learning Yilchus Zav and Zava. We're talking about the last day. And they went to the mikvah, and they counted themselves on Karban Pesach, and they saw afterwards. Whether it's a man or a lady just makes a difference in the technicality, whether it's day 7 or day 1 or day 2, whatever it is. It's not a difference in this halacha. They need a clean day. Whether they need clean day 7 or clean day 2, it makes no difference. They had clean part up to the point. They checked in the Karban Pesach. Then they saw. The Tanakhama says, they're not Yaitse Pesach. They were never tar. Rabbi Yossi says, they were tar, they're Yaitse Karban Pesach, but they're Matame everything retroactive. Hello? Are they Tame or are they not Tame? Dr. Rush. So we see that it is Matame Lamefreya. So we, at this point, don't understand Rabbi Yossi. And everybody should have a wonderful day. We'll continue.